From Austin Film Festival, this is On Story, a look inside the creative process from today's leading writers and filmmakers. I'm your host, Barbara Morgan. On Story features discussions with a diverse array of voices who use the language of film and television to tell a story. All of our content is recorded live at the Austin Film Festival and Conference, at our year-round events, and in up-to-the-minute interviews. This special presentation of On Story is a closer look at some of the incredible films chosen to screen at the 25th annual Austin Film Festival. We talked with the filmmakers whose work represents some of the most original voices in filmmaking from around the world, about the challenges they faced in the creative process, and the breakthroughs that led them to the Austin Film Festival. In Above the Clouds, a headstrong young girl makes a startling discovery that the man married to her mother isn't her real father. Recruiting a homeless man whose only possession is his driver's license, she embarks on an epic road trip to track down her biological father. We spoke with director Leon Chambers and writer Simon Lord about their collaboration and the off-the-cuff characters and story they've created. Above the Clouds screens October 27th at St. David's Bethel Hall and October 29th at the Galaxy Highland.
My name is Leon Chambers, and I'm the producer and director of Above the Clouds, which was written by, the screenplay was written by Simon Lord. It's an idea that came to me when I read a review that said that British road movies don't work because you can't go very far, so you can always just turn around and go back again. So I had this idea that, well, if the person that was driving was a learner and didn't have a full license, then they couldn't go on the motorway, so it'd take them a long time. And if they travelled from the southeast of England to the north of Scotland, to one of the little islands, it would indeed make quite a journey. And so that's where the idea came from. And I tried writing it myself and decided that, although I'd written short films myself, that sustaining a story over 2 hours was something I wasn't going to be able to do. I tried working with another writer and it didn't work. And Simon and I were working on a totally different project, and we were talking about Above the Clouds, and he said, "It sounds really interesting, can I have a look at it?" And he read the draft the other writer had done and came back to me with a document about 20 pages long, basically saying everything that was wrong and everything was right about it, and said, "I really love this story. Can I tell this story as well? Can I write this one, and can I write it first?" So he ended up writing the film. Above the Clouds is a story of an 18-year-old girl who discovers that her father is not her biological father, and her father lives on the Isle of Skye. And she decides she's going to drive there using her birthday present, which was a new car, but doesn't have a full license, and persuades a homeless guy that she has met in an art gallery to become her responsible adult and sit in the passenger seat, as he has the only thing he owns is a driving license. And it's basically the adventures of the two of them going in search of her father, and we learn as much about him as we do about her through the journey.
Well, so you have two very enchanting, disparate characters that we are on the road trip journey with throughout most of the film. Can you talk about how you developed those two so distinctly and jointly?
I definitely think that they came out through the process of developing the story, and the further we took it forward, the further we found who these characters were. I mean, when I started with them, I loved the idea of two offbeat characters, that they're, you know, people you would not put together in this situation. And it kind of, they found themselves in a way through that. And through Simon's dialogue, which, to be honest, so many people, when we were auditioning for the part of Charlie, so many actresses read the script and went, "Is this really written by a man? This sounds like it's written by a young woman, because it sounds like her voice." So it's a great credit to Simon that he managed to create this character in this way.
So the other piece of the story is really not just road movie. Can you all talk about, you know, there's sort of a bigger underlying kind of crisis that occurs in your film. Can you talk about what drives them to take this road trip?
Well, I think we can give this away, that she discovers that her father isn't her biological father. They've gone on holiday, and she's discovered a birthday card that her mother had hidden away saying "from dad." And so it completely her world that she thought she knew has changed completely. She's not come from where she thought she came from. So for her, it's a desperation to find this connection with this person, this father that she's never known. And so for her, that's what drives her forward, and drives her to make the journey, in the way that, you know, a young woman or a young man or anyone of that age would impulsively go, I'm going there, I'm going to find him. For Oz, it's a very different story. It's about escape for him. It's about a change. He's in a situation where there isn't much keeping him where he is, and there's a way out of his life. There's an escape, be it only for a few days. And through that, it drives the two of them forward, and they support each other through this journey.
Can you talk about how you all approached this with the, as you talked about earlier, the impediments you have geographically to do a road movie, and just how you know, what kind of background stuff you all watched to essentially write your road movie?
Yeah, I mean, that was something we discussed very early on, was, you know, Leon's always described it as, you know, a sort of a US road movie set in the UK. And a lot of plot work that we did was about, you know, sort of stretching out this tiny country to make it a big enough canvas for a feature road movie.
Well, interestingly, the inspiration for the film was very much from America, was from the US. That I loved the indie movies of, like, Little Miss Sunshine, Sideways, those kind of road movies that had appeared. And I wanted to make a British movie that echoed more of the style and the feel and the warmth of those films than ones that are usually made over in the UK. A lot of indie films in the UK are quite dark, and I wanted something that was charming and uplifting, and very much so. For me, the whole drive for the film was to create something that was more akin to the sort of movies I love, like that.
What's this?
Precious cargo.
Hygiene hazard.
I just thought it's still got that new car smell, and you've got a tiny bit of an aroma.
Aroma? Why, I've never been shocked. It's comfy though.
Right, and we've got snacks, fruit, tuned, sleeping bags.
Did you say sleeping bags?
May just have done.
Seatbelt. You've driven before, right?
Dad, Jack gave me a couple of lessons, but he's just got his tone of voice that he uses.
Say no more. Okay. Don't walk before we can run. Right, handbrake on. Clutch down, out of gear. No. Restart the engine.
Give it some gas, but gently this time. Imagine it's a small animal. You're standing on its belly until it starts to growl. That's it. Mirrors.
Okay, you know that tone of voice.
Thank you for joining us for this special episode of the On Story podcast. At the 25th Annual Austin Film Festival, we are thrilled to present a diverse array of outstanding international storytellers. We hope you will join us October 25th through November 1st. You can get your film passes and badges at austinfilmfestival.com, where you can also find this year's full lineup of films and panels. You've been listening to Austin Film Festival's On Story.